Good morning, December 19th, 2009, Simandhi City's DVD Satsang of Pujya Niruma being translated. This may not be Niruma's, this is a newer one. We're seeing a new light, lamp being lit by the eternal light. Let a necklace of lights glow from the original light, the light of knowledge, the light of the self. How to settle files with equanimity, part 1 and 2. Guru Purnima 2003, Los Angeles. Settling files with equanimity. And there are three parts to this. This is the collection of major topics in a Shibir retreat at the Los Angeles 2003 Guru Purnima. Let's see which one they say. But this, the topic is going to be part one of settling a file with equanimity. This, somebody said that this, Dada having said that this own body complex of ours, if we, by calling it file number one, is the greatest victory in the universe of spirituality. To call this body a file, F-I-L-E, is the, by simply saying the word file, one has, Dada Shri has raised spirituality to the nth degree. Otherwise, if one does not use it as the word file, then they will have a constant inner state of I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this, I have to do that. This is still left. So there is a constant underlying feeling that I am attached to this body complex, whereas when you say this is a file, F-I-L-E, then there is no connect, there is nothing to be concerned about. It is just a file. It is not, but there should not be the slightest degree of ownership when you say it's a file. This thought, speech and actions are a file. Especially when it's a sweet file, a pleasant file, then it is difficult. But when it is a bitter file, when it is an unpleasant file, then one is aware that this is happening within. When the children are really bothering you, the children are crying, then you can say it's a file. Yeah, I think so. That's okay. That's all right. How will you do that? When you say that this is a file, it keeps you naturally separate. These are all files and they need to be settled with equanimity. When somebody is respecting you, somebody is showing you a lot of interest, somebody is taking good care of you, then it is difficult to remember that this is a file that is being respected, not you. And when you have a bitter file, recognize that that is going to be helpful on your path to liberation. An unpleasant relationship, a bitter file. Dada had, Niruma says, as far as I'm concerned, Dada had given me a special key. Niruben, if somebody respects you a lot, recognize that that person internally is your enemy. And if somebody who really insults you and gives you a hard time, then recognize that this person is going to be... This such a person is helpful for you. So this is the opposite of what the world views. The world likes pleasant files and moves away from unpleasant files, whereas the Jnanis, they are the other way around. They prefer pleasant files because it keeps them in their self, S capital. There is a view of the Niruma with Dada in Victoria Falls. And if you want to go deeper into the dealing with a file with equanimity, then you have to say that I have to maintain equanimity. Yes, it's a given that somebody gives you respect that you should be in equanimous at that time, but then beyond that is the whatever arises in front of you, whether it is pleasant, unpleasant, tasteful, not tasteful, you will not even have the slightest thought about. There should be no question about why is that other person doing it, why is it happening, why are such evidences arising in front of me. So this is a higher level of settling a file with equanimity. One is not even entering into why is this happening and why is this not happening. If you have the slightest arising within that why is this happening, then recognize that at a subtle level equanimity has not established in an exact manner. And beyond that is there is no counter reaction as to I am correct and he is wrong. There is not a subtle belief that I am correct and he is wrong, or I want to counter attack, or there is a sense that I am correct and I want to prove it, that I am going to prove to the others that I am correct and I can do it better. And that is even a higher level of understanding. Even that sense of I am right, I am correct, I am superior. If everybody would believe me or follow me, it will be better, etc. These are at very subtle level, subtle links which prevent you from dealing with a file with absolute equanimity. You may not vocalize it, but there is a certain sense of superiority, there is a certain sense of I-ness, that I am this body and this particular person, I can do it in a little better manner than the other person. So this is the third level of rising to the level of samatha or equanimity. So if at that time you are not at all partial to this body complex that the world identifies as Bharat, Kimochi, Elisha, then you are even higher. And if you try to rationalize and you try to prove to others that you are correct, then your equanimity is broken. What difference does it make? Why do you have to prove yourself? Why do you have to try to prove that you were right? So when, yes, there is at the base of it all is opinions about those others are wrong. They don't know what they're doing. But so whatever it is really not an external person that is the cause. It is the internal reaction that is the file. The ultimate definition of the file is that which excites a reaction within you. So, either rag or dvesh.
I want to do some
And so, if you are in the mode of trying to please the other person, then you are in a totally wrong mode. And so, Niruma is talking about people around her, they are constantly trying to please me. This, when you try to please Niruma or Dada or Deepak Bhai or for that matter any other person, you are not, you have just slipped from dealing with that file with equanimity. You have gone into this pleasure giving mode. And so all day you are preoccupied with how do I make him happy, how do I make Deepak Bhai happy, how do I make Niruma happy. Well, that is a wrong approach. Really, you have to deal with this that is arising within you with equanimity. That is more critical. Why do you want to appear good in the eyes of others? So there is a very balanced approach. You really do not have to move out of yourself to try to please another person. And in fact, you cannot do it. It is simply happening. Somebody might be pleased, somebody may not be pleased. You may do a lot and the guy will not like it, and you may do very little and he'll be pleased. So remain in equanimity. Don't try to please the other person. Then, what is a file? This is the ultimate definition of a file. If you really want to define a file, file means nothing but circumstance. Every sanjog, every situation, internal or external, is a file. And it may be a living one or it could be a thing. A thing grabs your attention. It is all file. It may be a food item that preoccupies you. It's a file. So day in and day out, by the second, things are happening in front of you and they are really... So these are all files, but these are all events. They are all files. File 2, 3, 4, 5, they are all circumstances. Those that are living, those that have got been, they've got the energized self, Mishra Chetan, the energized self of past life unfolding in this life, small. Those are sticky, and that is where you have to be very careful. They are not sticking to you, you are sticking to them. My son, my daughter, my father, my wife. So, but in fact, the more you let go of it, the better will be your relationships with them. The more grabbing your relationship, the more into rag, the more difficult it will become. You have to be for things it is a one-way relationship, whereas with living things it's a two-way relationship. That is why Lord Mahavira said that ego me sha sho apa, I am the eternal self, seshira, that joke. Everything else is nothing but external sanjogs, and I am the one eternal self which is composed of only gnana and darshan, knowledge and vision. Everything else is nothing but a circumstance or a situation, and at the base of it all is the very misery of life, after life. At the base of every sanjog is misery. Yeah. And that is misery. That is, but sanjogs come and go. Every event come and go. Every event come and go. Whether it is a large event or a small event, every sanyog means that which has gathered together, which is ready to be dissipated. Sanyog means to come together. Viyog means to dissipate. So sanyog and viyog, this is happening in front of you, but you grab on to yourself. You hang on to something that you like, and therefore you suffer. There is no eternal sanyog, there is no eternal situation or circumstance. So there is no eternal situation or sanyog or avastha. Dada Shri used to say that very beautifully in his own life. He said, when his hip fractured in 1978, 1979, I think, in January 1970, the other fractured, I mean it, the left hip got fractured, hip joint, fractured neck of the femur. At that time, he was in a liberated state only even at that time. He was, but so he was asked, how is it for him? When the fracture happened at that moment, and that was the Sanyog event, that was the beginning of breakage. From the next second it has been healing, it has been joining. The fracture happened on that second, but from that next second the healing process has been going on, says Dadashri. So, but what we do, anything that happens in our body, we say, supposing something is happening, all our internal forces, our immune reactions, our vascular reactions, our body defense mechanism reactions, our healing reactions are automatically in operation. The blood is circulating, the white blood cells, the red blood cells are all there doing, the lymphocytes, they're all doing their work, and immediately the healing process has begun. But you are continuing to write the old song saying, I'm hurt, I'm very sick. So from it gets mobilized from the cold storage to where it's really needed. So the repairing is happening instantly after an event. Dadashri, without going through medical science, Dadashri could see through his Gnan science that the repairing is already starting. The Gnani, yes, it got fractured on that day, but now it's already on the way onwards and it's on its path of healing. Can you imagine the vision of the Gnani? What a beautiful vision. In any event that is traumatic that happens, it happened at that time, but then there is the reversal and the healing from the trauma that is already beginning from that point on. And he remains as the self, as capital, and it is a file. This event is a file. Event of A.M. Patel is a file. The entire body is Sanyog Swarup. It is nothing but a complex of events that have come together. Man, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankar, mind, intellect, Chit, ego, they are also circumstances only. They are all events that, so they are part of file number one. And if you do file number one with equanimity, you have won the world. You do not have to tackle this particular person and this particular person and this event and that event and this situation and this inner difficulty. So we do not give too much importance to external files here at a higher level of understanding of Ajna number 4. All of these, and so the no karma of eating, sleeping, walking, talking, drinking, bathing, those do not have any value. They are just happening. It is the inner connection of those with the subtle ones. What that is happening, that is where the problem is. There is, the file number one does not have anything to do with. The file number one is not concerned with eating, drinking, sleeping. It is the ego that says, I wish it was this way, the food wasn't good, why did he mess up, why didn't she come in time, the dinner is ready, etc., etc. All of this, it's the ego that makes all of these nonsense judgments. And so something sweet is served, the ego really piles it up. It doesn't want to touch anything that's bitter. He does not like bitter. There is a methi which is fenugreek. Fenugreek is bitter. It is good for your balance of taste. But some people take off the methi danas, methi specks, and say, I don't like them because they're bitter. So they strain their dal. And then if he, because he has rejected it, then later on he has to take the bitter pill in his life, the bitter medicines, physical medicines. So because the body complex has a balance that it requires. And then pastime is internet. They go on the internet and they pass the time on internet until 2 o'clock in the morning. And he will not move a muscle, move an eye. He doesn't recognize that his body is getting worse and his eyes are getting spoiled because. So instead of settling the file with equanimity, why don't you watch this file number 1? Why? It's everybody, the entire world has gone to sleep at 10:30 or 11. What are you doing at 1 o'clock in the morning, awake? So he misses his time. He is not in balance, he is not in niyam, he is not in discipline of the natural rhythm. So the repayment will come later in life because he has taken excess out of the body that does not complain, but the ego makes him behave in a certain way. Everybody has this experience, says Niruma. He says, in other words, no matter what you do in terms of trying to do this, trying to get any kind of discipline in life, he tries to do it, but then after a few days, once he stops doing it, he says, okay, I'm going to do exercise every day for 10 days, but he misses out 1 or 2 days and then he comes back all the way to day 5. So, it's these issues of discipline are being discussed. So there are some people who are heavy into discipline. And just recognize, instead of trying to make the file behave in a certain way, deal with it with equanimity and just be done with it. And remain as a self, because there are some people who get into heavy discipline mode. I want to do something good, and as long as the file is behaving well, is helping you, is doing good, is doing, and then it's fine. But then the bitter will come, the body cannot do certain things. And so then what are you going to do? I mean, if all the good food is coming, the sweet food is coming, the sweet tasting food is coming, it just goes smoothly down inside. But when the bitter comes, there is no choice. You have to put it in, is it not? But then he cries, oh, why don't you get me a better medicine? And then he says, oh yes, I want to do it, but I cannot do it. I want to do it, I cannot do it. So he goes into a complaining mode. And so then they will do all kinds of imaginations. They'll try to do it in a different way. They'll set their life in a different way. They will listen to this other person. They'll listen to this other person, etc., etc. And then the time comes for him to leave this world. He says, Niruma says, in all these Mahatmas, maybe I can count on my fingers the file 1 and file 2 interactions where they have not hurt each other. Most of them are hurting each other. Only rare is the couple that are so beautifully in harmony with each other that they do not hurt each other externally. Yes, there are some Mahatmas like that, says Niruma. She's about to give a certificate to a couple of them. And so she gives the certificate to Vadil and Hema, and then second one to Nanubhai and Jayaben in Los Angeles. They are very well matched, she says. These are all external certificates, really. Pointed out. Usually Deepak Bhai would not point this out. And then when it comes to children, there'll be a fight. But no, they are in harmony with, as far as their approach to the children is concerned. This file 2-1. File 2 and 1 clash is going to happen for sure. So keep applying the handle of moksha. I want to go to moksha only, I want liberation, I want to be done with all these files. And when you are very, when you don't let go of the handle of moksha, then moksha will come. Oh, question coming up. You don't have file 2. And there's Niruma with Deepak, Dada Shri in Los Angeles, some motel. Another image of Dada and Niruma. Okay, there's Sanjay asking a question. If I come close to your interaction, what do you see when I'm in front of you, Niruma? Do you see my, me as a file, or how do you see it? Dada has told you, Niruma, that I never missing you or pure soul. You as a pure soul for even 1 second. How do you treat us, treat me, Niruma? Do you treat me as a file, or do you see me as a self? Dada used to see the pure soul. For me, I can see that this is only a file. Then I see a file. For me, it's a file. For me, I see everything as a file, says Niruma, and then I see the soul. This is just a file. I file. Then what kind of adjustment do you make? I don't say it. It's already, that button is pressed, that this is just a file, this is just a file. And the Sanjay is a file, it's a Tufan mail, it is like that train which is called Tufan mail. Lotto, it's a trouble train. Initially I was very difficult with you, Niruma, but you have molded me. And there is a constant inner state, Niruma, that I want to just deal with equanimity and be done with it. And now you are having such a big organization with so many Aptaputras, Brahmachari boys, this, that, then other Mahatmas. What should we have it in our mind, Niruma, in our awareness? This is for me, the exact one is by the relative viewpoint, this is a file, and really it is the pure soul. But it's a little different from the Agna number 1, number 2. Agna number 1 is, this is all relative. There you don't even have to use the word file. So that Agna number 1 is even higher than to say that this is a file. Yes, file is Agna number 4. Agna number 4 is that you have to say that this is a file. You have to kind of apply it as a file and then rise higher. For me, I am a constant state for me, that I am pure soul, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. But Sanjay is not very clear in his question. Rating cassettes maybe change. Supposing we are reading in the awareness that I am pure soul, I am pure soul. I'm pure soul. Then this is my file, then I have to settle with equanimity. If there is a constant state that I'm pure soul, I'm pure soul. Okay, let me ask you, when you are saying I am pure soul, do you see the pure soul in the other, or is it a... If you have a constant awareness that I am pure soul, I am pure soul only, I am pure soul only, then it is natural. It is a natural, it is a constant state. I am constantly in that. When you are in front of me, then the other stuff arises, that this is a file. Then that this file needs, then Shuddhatma, it has needs to be settled with equanimity. Just the 5 agnas kick in. So, So I should not say, you know, again he's asking, then I should not say this is a file, this is a file, this is a file. He is asking what Niruma does. He says initially you have to do that, of course, that this is a file. And then what happens? Then that file. How if that file has come? This file may be settled with equanimity or may not be settled with equanimity. So he says, and I am in my way of approach, many times the files are, those people are not satisfied with my interaction. So then I've been told that whether the file gets settled with equanimity or not, then what else is going on? Yes, there is all this talk about samta equanimity and samta, which is the equanimous absolute equanimity, which is called samta. This is Niruma says that initially that person is in five agna, the salio has to be happy. The guy who came to take the money from you, you know, he has to feel a sense of satisfaction. But then he says, as you rise higher, in this, but it's more important to settle the files that are closer to you rather than the outside files. Because the guy who comes to you once in a while, he's not going to bug you as much as the fellow who is around you all the time. So the people, there is a constant complaint that no matter how much I do, there is a constant claim of file 2 or file 3 on me. And so that is where, and it is both ways, it is in a both directions. And when they are not fighting, they are constantly for each other. So this is 95% of the time she may have done something to please him, but 5% of the time when she has not been able to do it, it totally gets spoiled. Now the reason for that is because 95% of the time she was in a doership mode trying to please him rather than settling the file with equanimity. And then of course she is hung up on the one time when she was not able to please him, and it just kind of keeps on bothering her. And then she gets harping on it, and she's involved with this idea that I'm doing so much and how come he doesn't appreciate, or he might say that I'm doing so much and she has no appreciation for what I'm doing. So that they, in this manner, they get hung up on the negative aspects of it. But if equanimity means whether he is pleased with what I do or whether he is displeased with it, I am in equanimity. His displeasure or pleasure is not the issue. So that is a higher level of settling with equanimity. First, if you try to, Niruma, I try, but certain prakrutis are such that I cannot do the settling equanimity, because he's still hung up in the lowest level of equanimity, which is trying to please the other person. Niruma says that if your prakruti comes in the middle, that is not called settling a file with equanimity. The prakruti should not be there when you are settling a file with equanimity. There is no connection of the prakruti here. The non-self complex is not supposed to be involved in the matters of settling a file with equanimity. Prakruti is not the issue at all. It is your knowledge which is applied, which is a critical thing. Two bodies are not the issues here. Because you cannot settle a file with equanimity by becoming a prakruti, by becoming the non-self complex. It is the base on which you are resting is that I absolutely want to be liberated. I am the liberated one. As soon as the file arises, immediately just try to tell the file one, okay, this is where you need to settle it. Be done with it. You do not become the settler of the file, you are the aware observer of the file. This is Niruma. If I say that I am pure soul and then I want to settle this file with equanimity, Yeah. So this dual approach, then the Vyavasthit comes in. From now he's shifted on to Vyavasthit. And so because I remain as ourself, Sanjay has got an important point. He says if you go into the doership mode of trying to settle a file with equanimity, then you are negating Vyavasthit. In other words, what is the balance between SCE doing the file settling versus you remaining in yourself as capital? Yes. He says it's true. If you are remaining as the self only, then everything, there'll be no hurt mode of the prakriti, the non-self complex, because the non-self complex will be in a non-hurting mode. It is the interference that causes the hurt. That means you have shifted out of the agna. You are supposed to remain as the self, see the pure soul in the other person, and then deal with the file with equanimity. Nirma, please tell us more about this. I want to really hang on to this particular point, subtle point, because there is a constant. He says every human being has got two or three tough files. Hardly more than 2 to 4, and they are not very beyond that. It's no long. Everywhere such a person is in equanimity generally, and then such files are only 2 or 4 sticky files. That is where your knowledge has to be applied. None has to be applied in its exactness. Most important, you must have a very strong decision that this is a file, not somebody close to me. This is a file, and I want to escape from this complication that I have created with him or her in the past life. I want to be free from that. Now this is the opportunity to become free from that file. And if you don't let go of it now, then it will carry over with you in the next life. I have received such a fantastic knowledge. This Gnan is so beautiful. This is the ultimate. This is the only thing that is bogging me down. Do I hang around here? Do I lose my energies here? And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do the settling. You have to remain in equanimity. That is a critical thing. Remain in equanimity, the settling will happen automatically. Instead, in the attempts to settle the file in equanimity, in the doership mode, he upsets the whole atmosphere of the home or wherever they are. He says, if you remain in your equanimity, if you remain in the state that you have attained, then you will never become emotional, and you will not interfere, and you will not say, this is the way it should have been, and this is the way it should have been, and this is wrong, and you are wrong, and you didn't do it right. And then just show me one person whose world looks beautiful, whose sansar looks beautiful. Not a single human being who in this Kali Yuga, whose external world is beautiful and something to behold. Dadashri says this sansar is nothing but a jail. It's a black jail. And it is better to get out of it. It's a black jail. Those who have come out of it have gotten into the light. The rest are still in the jail, a black jail, life after life. Their beautiful image of Srimad Rajchandra, previous Gnani, and our current Gnani Purush Dadashri on the screen. if you have to say it, then only use your words. Otherwise, shut up, don't say anything. To say anything is a major mistake. There is nothing to be said. Do you think 9/11 ever returned? It just is over, is it not? It came in New York. Did it come? 9/11 happened in your home? Why do you get so emotional? Every little matter they get emotional. Now, this is not called equanimity. This gorgeous knowledge is for you to remain equanimous and in equanimity. Not in rag and vesh, not in attachment and abhorrence. This is the role of the intellect. This is your enemy of intellect within you. Have a very firm, unflinching determination that you want to escape, you want to... This is nothing but files. Not my and yours, this is just files. Let them do whatever they are doing with their files. Let me look at my file. File 1. Finished. And I'm not going to try to improve his file or her file. I am just focused on this one file within, that is the file. And I want to, I'm not to change it, I'm not to improve it, I'm not to improve it at all. I'm just to settle it. Simply settle it. Good or bad, just settle it. Like he says, this is my mother-in-law, my husband, I brought them home. Is this your mother-in-law or whose mother-in-law is this? Do you think there is a mother-in-law forever? Because you like your husband, therefore you have to tolerate the husband in mother-in-law. If you don't want a mother-in-law, you got no choice. You'll have to let go of the husband. You'll have to let go. No, I want the husband, but I don't want the mother-in-law. This is typical Indian. Nirumadi is discussing Indian cultural things. You cannot have only a husband and not have a mother-in-law. So if you have to, so if they're trying to settle file number 2, you have to settle all the files that follow. But instead, why don't you just settle file number 1? And then you don't have to worry about file number 2 or file number X, file number mother-in-law. Just do it the way of the Gnani. Gnani has shown you so beautiful and so simple and so exact, but you're still messing around. He has not really left any stone unturned. He has given you the total light. He has given you laser thin pencils for every little issues. You know, the world is not going to swallow you, and you're, there's no, and there's going to be no calamity. It's your head that is being broken, nothing else. Why do you break your head unnecessarily? Niruma, you're saying? That determination to remain in Agnas, Niruma, is that on what basis is it there? Let me tell you about my experiences, Niruma. If I have very close files, it says. Niruma says, if there is the slightest bit of suffering from any close file within, around me, even the slightest vibration of violence within my, I would be very restless. I would immediately catch Niru and I'll say, wait a minute, why are you suffering? I will not blame the other person. The slightest vibration that makes me suffer, I don't want anything, why am I suffering? I do not want anyone anything from these files, why am I suffering? Yes, why, whether he did something that is good or bad, why am I suffering? If I am aware of the slightest vibration in my silent pond, then I would immediately say this is the fault of file number 1 for sure. And this suffering is the fault of file number 1 only, not nobody else's. So I have to go deeper and find out what is it that is making me take this up as a suffering. And then I would analyze it and I'd show it in in 2 to 4 days. I'll show it to Niru, I'll show it to her. And until I find the root, and eradicate it, I will not let go. I will not let go because my issue was I did not want to have the slightest vibration in my inner silent pond. It multiplies from 1 to 2 to 2 to 4 to 4 to 6, 4 to 12. The external is not what is binding you, it is the reaction to the external that is binding you. The external is nirdosh and flawless and faultless. He may be obnoxious or she may be obnoxious. It really is not the issue. It is the reaction within which is the problem. Where is it that I'm, where is it that my ego is taking it up, this ego? Where is it that I'm having the opinion? Why is it that I'm seeing the negative in the other person? And as I search it out, then I will find out that I have some rag for this person or some dvesh for this person. I do not like him in this way or I like her in this way. And I just need to go deeper into that level. And until you look at the root cause of it. Otherwise, until you come to this root causes, this thing externally will continue to bother you and bug you. And so you try to please that person and you overdo it. And so then, you know, you go into silent mode, non-silent mode, passive-aggressive reactions and external band-aids that you put in human relationships, which has got zero value. I want to hang on to this very beautiful equanimity that I have attained. And through that as the base, look at the silent pond within me. See the first vibrations of violence and see the reason why they arise within me and nobody else. And my vision is not to look at anyone else. And then I can see that if I cannot see an immediate reason why this is happening, then it must be something from the past life that has come in front of me. It is something, not something new. It is my own that was not cleared with equanimity in a previous life that is now arising. You know, the other person may go away and walk away, but I'm stuck with my vibrations of negativity and my rag dvesh and my links within. What am I going to do with it? The person is gone. He may be having a good time. But you see, that person goes away, but your negativities within, your vibrations of violence within, I will take on and will project it on the other person who is innocent and comes in front of you. And you will just kind of paint him red or paint him green. So do you see, if you can catch it at the very beautiful root, you can be so free without... Yes, of course it's a file, yes. No, it really, I have not to look at what's going on in file 2 about me or file 3 about me. When you do for a long time this focused laser-like awareness within the genesis of the Kashai within you, and it will take years, then you will become absolutely free from, and you will become a Gnani, you will become free in the true sense of the word. You have to just accept it. Whatever has happened is correct. So this is that I am a pure soul and I want to remain in that equanimity. He may want to do whatever he wants to do. I let him tackle his file. I'm going to tackle this particular file number one. Searching a questionnaire switch now. To look within, she says, the question says, once we are able to catch it, but then I am not proceed further. Then Narayama says, then catch the illusory attachment that you have. But if you cannot catch the dvesh, whatever is kept, it's one of the tubers of these four. Either it is pride, it is illusory attachment, or greed, or sexuality, or insistence of the ego, or wanting to have it your way. It's only one of these things, is it not? Their beautiful image of Dada. But then how can I proceed further? Again the same question. Yes, I can recognize that it is there. It is because it was there that is it happened. But then, so I agree that it is on the basis of my pride that it has happened. Or say it is on the basis of my attachment. I can able to catch it. But then how do I proceed further from that? And supposing it is due to pride, man, then catch it. Then try to find out where else in life your pride arises. Because it is not. And then find out where that pride arises and where, what other situations. Where is it prominent? Where do you want its validation? So you caught the root, but then you look at the branches and see where its branches and its flowers are. But you now you've got the root, then And then later on, when it happens again and it shows up and explodes in relative interactions, then you'll know that again it is your own pride that is the problem. Again, she is asking, but how do I proceed further? I say, it does not click. It's this Anoop's mom asking a question. This is, I'm in a dead stop there. I say, okay, I know it's my pride, but then it's a dead end. I cannot proceed further. Then you have to catch the pride again, Niruma says. Then catch the kashaya of pride and try to see the evidences of pride kashaya in your life. Where is it? How does it express? So make seat and see the situations and the events in samayik. Supposing you have taken mankashai, then I see that it is because I see it for 1 or 2 days or 2 days. And then should I have to set it that every time it's man or man? Then do you say that I should just set it and therefore? So she says, every time do I make this setting? Nirma says, you have to keep on at it until it goes away. Now here the critical question arises, you keep looking at it, but that is stuff of the non-self complex. So how do you keep looking at it? The very looking at it is the liberation. Niruma is asking. Now it is, there is man buddhi citta ahankar, and then there is moha that... Anga says, how I want it to be under my control. I do not want illusion to take hold over me. In other words, the non-control state, I want to be in control of the non-controlling state. What kind of a question? You know? Yes. Alright, so he says it's like a fire. You see, there is a little piece of coal, okay, and it's a piece of coal that's burning. It's hot. If you go near it, there is a little bit of heat, but if you stir it up, there'll be a little flame. If you keep on stirring it up, or you can use when you make use of it, you can roast a corn on the cob on it. In other words, it's lying there. The heat, the hot coal is lying there. If you're not making use of it, if you're not, then there is a white ash that covers it up, and it's a little cover. But again, when you go back, then you say, where is the heat that went on? It is not going. She's talking about this concept of kashais that are actually there in a dormant state, and it is on the basis of an external interaction that they flare up. That's called upsham kashais. And so the illusion means to forget that I am pure soul, and you become I am Bharat. That is the illusion that takes over, and that is a transient illusion that takes over. And so you see, you know how people then they blow some air on it, and then they blow away the ash on the hot coal, and then the hot coal is ready again to really, really cook the food. In other words, if you see those olden days people, when they're cooking the food, they will periodically put air into it, fresh air, so that it will keep on going. In the same way, Sanjay's question was, how can I remain so aware so that I will be able to tackle these kashais exactly as they are? Now he's talking about how can I, the inner ones will remain under my control. Now, how will the inner be remain under control? I don't know the exact nature of what he's trying to ask the question, because there's no control issues here. He says, how can I control what is within me? we have seen Dada. Dada was a Paramatma. He really never had any issues of controlling anything. And so let's look at Deepak Bhai, who is one of us who have received this knowledge and come higher. Or let's look at, between me and Deepak, there is a Deepak was from the very beginning. He was in the relative, he was very mild. He was a kind of a... And I was the opposite. I was very extrovert. I was always in the limelight. Deepak was a vairagya laden person from the very beginning. Deepak was dispassionate from the very beginning, whereas Niruma was in the Shringar. She was all bedecked with all these worldly things. Shringar. I was deeply into acquisitive mode. He was in the renunciation mode. He would stay all day, but he would be in total humility. Nothing would touch him. And whereas for me, I would just instantly come back into the state of the self, despite having all this external acquisitiveness. Or Deepak's father used to say, he is such a guy, he says, he does so much work also. He is not even concerned with the money and the salary. He says as soon as he gets the salary check, he just gives it to me and he doesn't even think about the money. This is the way Deepak is. And as if there is a weight of the check, he does, oh, I don't want to touch this money here. And Niruma used to say, when will I get that kind of a dispassion? So it's just totally too different. I'm describing the pre-gnan prakriti. And when will I attain such dispassion? Well, these are not necessary after gnan. However, these are qualities that were there before gnan. We went to, in 1991, we went to Samasikar Jatra, 92 ma. There was, 92 was American Mahatma, 91 was the Indian Mahatmas to Samasikar. 92, US Mahatmas were there. And that was... And then Deepak and Sanjay, they were just like flowers. Sanjay was a student at that time. So, and then all the worldly interactions were on Deepak because there was nobody else to take care of him. He would collect the money from 100 people. He would collect money from 100 people. And then to give them accounts for all these 100 people, Deepak Bhai was involved. To disburse the money in the jatra. There was nothing else, there was nobody else, so Deepak had to handle it. And they finished the whole tour and they came. And then we found out that he took a loss of 20,000 rupees. He did not collect it. He couldn't tell anybody. And he could not, you know, you cannot ask, come on, give me the money. There was a deficit of 20,000 at the end of it all from when Deepak Bhai was handling it. And I told him, how can you do this? How can you do that? You don't know how to... And he would try to do this, he'll try this. He was trying to figure out how did I lose the money. So Niruma said, I found out that Deepak is not good with accounts. And then this guy came, then I guess Dimple, this or. And. That's his son, Jai Sachidanand. So we are trying to contact Deepak Bhai now. Well, Deepak Bhai is in Gandhi Dham, which is very close to Bhuj. There's going to be a Gnanvidhi and Satsang today, and then Gnanvidhi tomorrow, I believe. He's going to connect with us so that we can connect with in oneness with him, with the state of the Absolute Self only. And the antahkaran becomes zero, nothing happening in the antahkaran. Jai Sachidanand Deepak Bhai. Which cassette did you watch? Settling file with equanimity, 2003 Guru Purnima, LA. And Deepak Bhai says there is excellent talk in that. There's a high level talk in that, says Deepak. And then there is the end, there is talk about Deepak Bhai's in the end there. And then about the talk about Deepak Bhai losing 20,000 in the Jatra. And we just... So when you just say file, then you press... the voice is breaking up. I hear I can... Let us all study this and... And then adjust it as you see files in life. if anybody is hurt because of you, you have to... I can't catch that one word he used. I'm sorry, but I can't catch Deepak Bhai's words. So it is nothing but credit and debit accounts that are in front of you. Settle them. He says, "Well, there's a big energy right now in Bhuj." Happening, says, as the Lord is coming, getting ready to be installed. Big grace of Dada Shri and Ashirvad of Niruma and all, everybody, all the Mahatmas are already there trying to serve, getting it all ready. And then there is a lot of Dev Devi or celestial beings already present. Their subtle presence is there. Yes, Mahatmas can. Good. I guess Deepak Bhai is in a satsang mode with us. But okay, let's do Vidhi now. When are the Mahatmas coming? They're trickling in there on different days. Okay, we are all coming in good time, he says. How many Mahatmas? It's about 400 to 500 Mahatmas are here in this hall. Okay, let us do the Vidhi now. We have to remain in the self and to do a tremendous bhavana for Jagat Kalyan now. Let the world attain this beautiful knowledge. And we have to remain in equanimity and let this bhavana just unfold. Mahatmas have to remain in five agnas only. And not to deviate from that, and then observe the one of the bhavana that is happening. Atma chum shuddha 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 atma Jai Sachidananda Deepak Bhai.